was the market still playing a little bit on the rumors of yesterday? And what does that mean for the cash and this market cycle we've seen on the cattle? We're going to find out. Good afternoon. I'm Susan Littlefield. You're listening to the American Ag Network. And joining us is Kyle Bumstead. So, Kyle, you know, yesterday the markets kind of really played off on all that rumor chatter until they found out there was no beef in that pudding, shall we say. So now what? How is this market going to move forward?
That's a good question, Susan. First of all, thanks for having me back on. Yeah, the rumor yesterday about the New World Screwworm in Missouri, you know, put out by that radio station or whatever, and then USDA came out and said, no, it's not true. What a day it was. We had over an $8 range in feeders on Tuesday, and fats had a $5 range, and you know, feeders today here on Wednesday trading down anywhere from $2 to $2.30, $2.40, almost $2.50 across the board here. Had a decent, almost a $4 range here, had a red at a $4 range here in these feeder cattle again here today. And the live cattle, they've traded a $2.25 range here today too. So big ranges. You know, the question is did we kind of hurt the bull psyche on this market? And I think we may have kind of maybe put a little bit of a questionable some question into the minds of the bulls here, given the fact that we saw that kind of move yesterday on very thin volume. It was pretty thin volume and on a headline like that. So, you know, question is, you know, when you look at it, I think that when we look at it here, the funds are probably going to be looking at liquidating here if we take out yesterday's lows here on that 291, 292 area here in this August feeder contract.
So on the flip side of that, we've got the end of month weighing in on everything. We've got the first report that came out with conditions. Some say they weren't surprised at what we saw. Others kind of shocked at the process that we're at for both corn and beans at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's the 28th of May. If we were sitting here the 15th of June, I'd be a little bit more concerned, but I'm not worried about crop ratings. I mean, it's a beauty contest. And I mean, once we get the combines in there this fall, then we'll kind of know where we're sitting with things. But if the trade was really concerned about things and where things were at right now, we'd see the back month spreads really pick up. Like east of March, we'd see some bull spreading there. But obviously, the commercials are happy with the size of the crop that we've got coming on. They're not worried about ratings because we've got 15 cents carry in this east contract and March contract in corn. And on the soybeans here, we look at that note of the Jan. We're sitting at 13.25 cents. We're about unchanged on that spread for today. And the Jan to March is actually building a little bit of carry today. So longer term, it looks like the non-commercial, the funds are saying, okay, yeah, we're happy with the size of the crop that's coming on, or we're not expecting any sort of massive trade deals to be moving any substantial amounts of grain anytime real soon.
Anything else that you want to be factoring into this market as we kind of wrap up, hard to believe, the month of May?
Yeah, I'm gonna actually be watching here what happens here with the commitments traders report here over the next week or two here on this feeder cattle and live cattle side of things here. Due to the fact that when we saw the report here, and this would be as of last Tuesday, not yesterday, the previous Tuesday, the non-commercial length of this feeder cattle complex was sitting here. They were about a little over 50% of the open interest here on the long side in this feeder market. So when I look at it, you know, I've got to say, you know, there's anything that could happen here. If they want to hit the exit button, they can. And like I said, they'd look to get long a lot lower than where we were at yesterday on our lows. So we do have some blue sky below this market should this thing want to, you know, roll over, which could possibly happen. Also on the live cattle side of things here, I am looking at slaughter pace here as we wrap up the month of May. And looking at those, you know, I think that the packers eventually trying to get themselves some captive supply here and maybe get not necessarily captive supply, but get some supply built up here in the front end of this market. And, you know, maybe to put some leverage back in their pocket because they've kind of had to answer the feeder here for the last few weeks. And it's not going to surprise me if they're going to try and get some supply built up in front of them here. We're feeding these cattle big and they're heavy and we're at record weights. And that's one of those things here we got to kind of watch out here. And we could lose some leverage here if that does happen.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much, Kyle. Kyle Bumstead joining us today to break down this market wrap up on a Wednesday on the American Ag Network.